Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So our Saturdays were completely different on this morning show. Specifically, me and Katie Cat, where I wandered over to my sister's house and enjoyed a wholesome birthday party for a five-year-old.
Yeah.
With some delicious food and cake and hung out with family and had balloons and presents and everybody was smiling and happy. It went maybe a little long, but, you know, cocktails and all that. I will say my one observation from the birthday party. Well, there's two. One, I wish I was five again. Because it's like nothing but pure joy as you're opening up gifts and the day's all about you and you can do no wrong. And man, it was like, I didn't enjoy five enough. If I could go back to five.
You did not appreciate it.
At the time, you don't enjoy five, do you?
You don't, no.
The second observation is I had a lot of family there. And you know, the family's starting to age. You know, a lot of them are getting up there.
Yeah.
Aunts, uncles, parents, everybody's starting to get up there. The one observation I've noticed from people in the advanced age is I probably heard 50 times, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where did I put my phone down? Have you guys seen my phone? I put it down somewhere. Where's my phone? Nobody could keep track of their phone.
That's where they need to put it on a necklace and just have it dangling around their neck.
Or do like, that dad thing where you clip it on your belt, you know?
After Where's a certain age, we just need to attach it to you because I agree. I think that you get through that senior citizen
you
crowd.
You start hitting that age. Where's my phone?
Oh, the number one comment.
I got to bust my dad. He's the biggest culprit, too.
Yeah.
It's been twice now that he has set his phone and like his reading glasses on top of the car. You know, before he gets in and he's doing things and he's left him on top and then they go driving down the road and boom, 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 you see him fall off. My mom had to run out on Kipling last week because they made it to Kipling before they went down the back window and off the trunk and into the street and she got out of the car and ran onto Kipling.
Your poor mom.
To get my dad's phone and glasses and oh man, my dad didn't hear the end of it. All hell broke loose with my mom. Man, oh man. But anyway, that's one observation and something I'm really excited to look forward to as I get older. Losing my phone on a consistent basis. About every 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway. No, that's so accurate.
So I was at a very wholesome five-year-old birthday party, and then here's Katie over here who went to some sort of risque bingo night.
Yes.
What is this?
So it's Naughty Bingo, and I've been quite a few times.
Boy.
They do it every Saturday at Finn McCool's, and I love it. Like, it is so much fun. And I have to say, the first couple times I went, there was somebody who ran it who was, you know, fine. It was Naughty Bingo, and they did a great job, but they changed it up, and now there's this new guy, and he is hilarious. Like, he makes me laugh so hard. That's part of the reason that I keep going back,
because
he just makes me chuckle. And it is like, you know, you think of bingo, but it's every round has a different theme. Like, he's like, right now we're looking for missionary bingo, so you need two horizontal bingos on top of each other.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you get the,
all right,
you know,
very
the
wholesome.
Whatever. And then the very last
careful.
One is anything
easy.
Goes.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's blackout. Like, you just get
this
all
round.
Of them. And they take
what's my safe word?
Each one of them has a different theme, and they are hilarious.
So instead of B-I-N-G-O across the top.
No, it's still B-I-N-G-O.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, so they still it's the same as bingo. It's just there's different themes. And then
so
like,
it's B and then something naughty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like very like adult. So like I-25
heavy
now,
petting. Yeah.
Like we just swear. Like we're I-25 sucks. Like, you
okay.
know. So it's just, it's funny that they get the whole crowd into it. Like there's, and the more you go, the more you realize like B6 is for you guys, you know?
Yeah.
And so like there's, and then so everybody gets up and then like, 069, well, there's something everybody has to do for us, so then everybody gets a shot.
That's fun.
And then if you get a bingo or you think you get a bingo and you call bingo and then you go up there and it turns out you didn't get a bingo, it's a false bingo, they're going to embarrass you. And at Naughty Bingo, I think you can imagine how they embarrass you.
Do they hit you with things?
They chain you up.
They hit you
with things.
Things.
All right.
And it's so
it's
funny.
Like prom night.
It's just like, it's shaming. And then, so I went to Naughty Bingo with someone that we work with here at the station, Jordan, who is hilarious, and I absolutely adore her. But if you thought she could make dirty bingo even more awkward, she sure did.
I love her.
She is the
least PC person I have ever met in my life. She's
so funny.
Filthy and hilarious. Well, I love hanging out with her.
She has a pee-pee ding-ding laser pointer. So
does she?
That was so
So she's
much.
Pointing at people with it?
So he's up on... Oh, he has like,
so she's...
So yeah. He's trying to explain missionary bingo.
Yeah.
And he has like a PowerPoint presentation up on the thing. And so she's like, this is the perfect time for me to bust out my pee-pee ding-ding, my prolactic, like, you know, laser pointer.
Yeah.
So funny. And like, he was trying so hard to keep it together during Naughty Bingo. Like, I don't want to lose my place, you know, talking about it. So he's trying to keep it cool. And she's just like, this thing's going everywhere. She's like making it be on the side of something. Like, and then the table next to us figured out that it wasn't part of the presentation that Jordan was doing.
So they
it.
Were laughing.
And they were laughing and everyone was laughing.
So do we have to like
so
reserve a spot to do this? I
want
to take Knick Knack and go do this just for funsies.
We need to go have a field
Does
trip.
It cost?
No.
Nope.
JKG
totally
field
show
trip.
Up. All right.
It's totally free. It starts at 9 o'clock. Finn McCool's. So
every
show up at
Saturday.
11:45 every Saturday.
Great food and great drinks, too.
They have really good. They have all dessert
right,
now.
I'm in.
I had carrot cake.
Some of the best fried pickles I've ever had there,
yes.
too.
All they right, have I'm really in. Good food. So, and the service was great. And it's just so much fun. Like, when you get a crowd of people like that together just to have a good time. And then you win toys.
Well, okay. Now we have to
That's
stop.
What you win.
Now we have to stop.
Okay. Fine.
But two totally different weekends. Naughty Bingo and a five-year-old's birthday.
I say I win.
Both open toys.
Right now it's time for PMI, a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day. I think Josh has the positive.
I got the P today, and this is going to sound a little minus to start with, so bear with me here. MGK was in London. He was at O2 Arena over the weekend, and it was his first sold-out crowd of this leg of his concert, and he brought up a bunch of fans at the end of the concert for his last song, and one of those fans fell through the stage.
Oh, no.
Which you would think is incredibly embarrassing. And she's like, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry that I did that. And at the end of the concert, he said, no, no, no. You are the first one to fall through a stage here at my concert in a sold-out arena. You did the coolest, most memorable thing that this video went viral everywhere. And he gave her this hat that he says, I wear this hat every single day. I love this hat, but you are so cool. I love you so much. Here's my hat. So she got a little hat, a hug from MGK, and a viral video that went viral everywhere on social media. I saw like 35 different angles of this woman falling through the stage, but she didn't do a cool.
Or she got a hat.
She got a hat and a hug.
You know what that is? That is a please don't sue me hat.
Yes, it is.
Please don't sue me.
Well, because
wow, this is so great. We've gone viral. You're the best. This is the first time. Please don't sue me. Please don't sue me. Please don't sue me. That's all it is.
Both your legs work. Okay, good. We're fine. Everything's fine. But it's a positive. She gets a hat from MGK.
She gets a hat.
She got a hat.
My minus is kind of quick today, but I will tell you, this is why I don't tell ladies a lot of secrets. The headline here is, the average amount of time a woman can keep a secret is 47 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
And then after that, you got to spill your guts. Katie, is that about right? 47
no.
hours and 15 minutes? And you're like, oh, my God, I got to tell you something.
I just need to tell one person the secret, and then I'm good. Like, if I could just get it
that's
out.
That's not a
like,
secret.
You've told me many secrets before.
Jeremy, like, that's just between us guys, okay? Like, don't tell other people. That's the thing.
Like, my God, Jeremy, I got to tell you something.
If I trust
like, should you
and,
be?
Like, I feel our bond is strong, I will tell you.
Yeah.
And then
I generally
I
keep my mouth
you
shut.
And you do.
Generally.
And that's where, exactly. Like, I just need to tell one person and then I'm good.
You told me some secrets this morning that you found out over the weekend. Oh, but I won't say what.
Okay, good.
But that's
yes.
probably about right because you found out, well, you found out one of them like Saturday.
Yeah, like 47 hours.
So,
almost exactly.
almost exactly. That amount of time and you came in but, and be like, oh my God, I gotta tell you something.
And now I'm not gonna tell anyone else. So see, I think they need to amend that story. Like we just need to tell one person.
Uh-huh, sure you do.
It's like I told you the same thing. I just
sure
need to
do.
Buy two more things and then I'll start saving money, right?
Yep, like, sure. Diet starts tomorrow.
Line of
yeah.
thinking. Okay,
right, yeah.
good. Speaking
so anyway,
of diet.
Fellas, real quick, I'll give you the time again. 47 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't tell women anything.
Or just tell one person. That's
don't
it. It's fine.
All right, what
it's
you got?
Fine. Speaking of diet, we talked about this story last year, I believe, but they just dropped those KFC jelly beans. Remember those?
Yes.
Oh, they taste
remember
like chicken.
The jelly beans, they had the fried chicken,
mashed
the gravy,
potatoes.
And the sweet corn
what
is what I believe. And right in time for Easter, I am so excited. Guess what?
What? Did you get
them? No way!
How did you get these now? Do you have to order them?
No, so you get them at Five Below is where I found them. So I looked and...
Are they expired? Are they last year's?
They're not. They're not last year's. I found it. I got two bags just in case, you know, we really liked them.
Let's try them later.
That's why I brought them in.
Look at you.
Yay!
Somebody wants to make a video today.
We've got KFC jelly beans.
Is it just the three flavors? It's gravy, sweet potato.
Fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet corn.
Three different flavors. So
all right.
Imagine one of them. Gonna hit, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, so nice little video.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, minus, and something interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.